A year ago, in March, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Flowcert replaced its physical audits with remote audits. To get an insight into how the year looked like for our auditors and customers, I invited today Ana Maria Rubiano Prieto, Flowcert in-house auditor, to share some of her experiences. Before we start, a few words about Ana Maria. Originally from Colombia, she joined Flowcert in 2018 as an in-house auditor, certification analyst, and auditor trainer in the Europe and North America team, working from our office in London, United Kingdom. She has a background in economics and she holds 2 master's degrees in Latin American Studies and Decentralization and Development. Hi, Ana Maria. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me.
Ana Maria, looking back after 1 year of remote audits, what are your takeaways? What went well overall in all the remote audits you did?
I believe that the remote audits work well for specific customers. In general, for traders, for example, pure traders, is a very good approach as we can look at documents in more detail, take our time, and ensure that they meet the requirements in documentation. For example, if you look at a contract, you have more time to look into it, and I think that is good. There are also challenges, as in certain cases, we don't have that surprise factor. But I believe that that can be mitigated. So in general, my takeaway is that it is positive. I think it's a good approach. It can be improved, but I think it's a good start.
The remote audit methodology introduced last year helped our customers continue their fair trade trading operations. But how did they perceive the change in the way their audit is conducted?
From my experience, their response was positive. I believe that customers really appreciated the fact that we were willing to adapt to the new circumstances and accommodate to the particular situations. For example, when the pandemic started, I had some audits that very quickly had to be changed to remote. And I believe that the customers really appreciated that we were able to do that without compromising their status and their certification. In other cases where companies, for example, had to reduce their activities or to stop trading, we have been able to offer a certain degree of flexibility that was well received. For example, changing the audit dates or being flexible with deadlines to receive the information, those things were well received. For other companies that continue trading during this period, in a particular trader, most members of the staff are now working from home. And in some cases, it could be challenging to find the documentation. However, they were really open to share the information in advance and carry out the audit using different platforms. I think this has been a period where everyone has to be flexible and compromise. But I believe that that has worked somehow.
Ana Maria, during physical audits, the human interaction plays an important part. How can you make sure the on-site audit dynamic is kept during a remote audit?
Well, I believe that a good chat at the very beginning always helps. So there's always good to share your experiences with people and to get to understand their circumstances and challenges in a personal way. So there's always things to talk about, like homeschooling and childcare and things like that. And I think that helps create a good atmosphere for the audit. Also, making sure that cameras are on, at least during part of the audit, it helps, because otherwise it's not easy to read people cues, you know, and see when they are feeling a bit anxious or uncomfortable. So it's good to manage to create that personal atmosphere and to establish a good relationship with people. So I think being friendly, being able to see the other person smile, that helps.
Thank you very much, Ana Maria. It was great to hear about your experience with remote audits.
Thank you very much for having me.